Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the IA Unboxed Cast. My name is Michael Dowies, and I'm here today with some wonderful folks. We've got Aaliyah Dudley.
Notice how he's talking faster so we can get to the unboxing. Hi, guys.
And we have a new face this time, Miss Leslie Dixon.
Hello.
And Miss Megan Hargrave, who is an IA Cast...
Oldie.
Oldie.
That's rude. That means you're getting IA wrinkles.
Oh, I want to know what those look like.
Whoa.
Hi, guys.
Wow. Me.
All right, so today we are unboxing the 11-inch iPad Pro that came out in 2018. I'm very excited about this device.
It is last year.
Right?
Also, welcome to the first episode of 2019, everybody.
Indeed, this is the first recorded episode of 2019. So this is exciting.
Yes.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes, happy
indeed.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, I have not taken this out of the shipping box.
Let me see the shipping box.
Aaliyah has told me not to.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to use my new Christmas present that Aaliyah got me, my knife, to open this.
Yeah, it's better than your old knife.
Yes, it is. So, let me get that. And this iPad, if people don't remember, has quite a few new features compared to the old one. It has USB-C, which is really a step forward for the iPad line.
Are you sure? Because the step backward is no headphone jack.
Well, yes, that is true. There is no headphone jack, and these apparently will bend. And sometimes they even come bent.
So the question is Michael's bent?
Oh, that knife works really well.
Don't use it on your finger.
No. That would not work very well for me.
See, knives are supposed to cut through packing tape, hun, not sit on top and go wee across.
Alright, so I've got the shipping container opened. And there's some bubbles that shall be popped later.
Bubbles!
Yes!
Not on the podcast. Here you go, Aaliyah.
Woo!
Here, Bubble
I'll,
Queen.
I'll hold on to this for you.
No, you won't.
And now
the shiny. Oh my.
Why can't I pop that bubble wrap?
Because you're not here, Megan.
Oh man.
You'll have to live vicariously, Megan.
So, I've noticed one thing that, like, you know, Michael, how the iPhone and all those boxes weren't shrink-wrapped?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had plastic adhesive over them, but they weren't shrink-wrapped, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is shrink-wrapped.
It is.
Can I take it off?
You may remove the shrink-wrap.
Yay.
But that's it.
Be prepared to take it back quickly.
You know, we played an evil game with plastic wrap and money at Christmas, and this just reminds me of that, and I'm, like, paranoid somebody's gonna roll doubles and rip this thing out of my hand.
Should I go get you some oven mitts?
No. So, Michael, before you open it, what does the box look like? You gotta describe it.
Okay, so I'm holding the back of the box up, and there's just all the labels that you normally see.
And show poor Leslie the box. She hasn't gotten to get her hands
here's
on it.
The box.
Okay.
Typical Apple box.
Yeah, typical Apple box.
It shows a iPad with a picture on it, and there's no home button. There's no, you can't really see the camera. It's all black on the front. And there's a neat picture. I can't really tell what the picture's of. But it's just the background that they use, and it's very graphically pretty. I'm going to take it out of the box now.
Is it bent?
So I'm removing the lid, just like we always do. And here is the iPad.
Can I feel it? Is it bent?
Not yet. You can't feel it yet. I gotta take it out of here. There's a pull tab.
Yeah, that's normal.
And it's a nice size. I was worried that the 11-inch would be too small for me. But it's perfect. I'm removing
I'm
the plastic from the...
I'm surprised you didn't go for the...
Go ahead, Megan.
12.9, Michael.
The 12.5?
I'm surprised you didn't go for the 12.9.
12.9.
Is it 5? I think it's 12.9.
It's 12.9.
Or whatever it is.
So I'm removing the plastic, and the material really feels like the aluminum from the iPhone 4 days.
Really, it doesn't sound like it.
Interesting.
It's very thin.
Is it bent? Is it bent?
It does not feel bent to me. But the only way to know is to put it on a table with the camera bump off the table. Well, yeah, I'm going to pass this to you so you can see it.
Oh, man. It's such an overgrown iPhone 4.
Okay.
It really is, guys. I mean, it's such an overgrown iPhone 4. And it really is the giant piece of glass. Seriously. Like, the whole top is just a large piece of glass. Leslie,
yes.
Would you like to see it?
I would. Thank you.
Do not drop it.
I won't. Oh, I see what you mean about it being like the 4. Wow. I like the weight of it. It's very light.
Is it thinner than the sixth gen iPads?
I don't know.
Yeah, my only iPad is the iPad Air, was the last one I bought, so this is
a lot thinner
than that.
Well, it's hard to gauge thickness because of the curving on the rest of the iPads. What?
Whoa.
What? What?
Look at this.
What? What?
This is a new design.
Ooh, ew. It's ugly.
I gave Aaliyah the iPad charging
pad. It's ugly.
It's not a box anymore.
It's ugly. Okay. Once you take the plastic off of it, it does have the Apple shiny. But it's still ugly. That is a very space-hogging block. That, ew.
Oh,
and it doesn't
no.
have the removable section.
No. Oh, God.
Oh,
no more extender?
Ew.
No more extending my...
That's disappointing.
Oh. It is a USB-C block.
And this is the cable it comes with.
To me,
this is short.
Not... Let me... You can't tell that until you unwrap it, huh? It is a USB-C block instead of the old-style USB-A blocks, which I'm kind of glad that they're including this with at least a USB-C, what looks like it would support fast charging with the block. Now, the good news is... No, that's not short. It's a 3 foot.
Ew.
Yeah, it's normal length for iPad but
mm-hmm.
and iPhone. But the nice thing about this is there is no more trying to figure out which end goes in which hole. You can put either end into the USB-C end of the charger brick, and you can put either end into the iPad.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's weird. Look at this. You know how in between the plastic tip and the cable there used to be a little sleeve?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. See
Ew.
That? That's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I like that. The sleeve kind of helped to protect the short cables near the tip.
Ew.
Yeah,
I don't think I like that either.
Megan, do you remember the block for the legacy Ira glasses?
Yes.
Kind of looks like that. Wider than it is tall.
Hmm. Interesting.
And thick.
Now, something I'm trying to also figure out, there seems to be in this packet where all the manuals are, seems to be something very thick.
Let me see.
What it is.
Let me see.
Let me see the cord while you're looking at that.
Oh, sure. Oh. Blindy findy. Yeah, I don't like that.
I do not like the cube.
No, it's ugly. And I don't usually call Apple products ugly, but that's ugly.
I will say the shape of it's probably not going to take up too much space on like a power strip or something. It's not likely to cover
up. I don't know. I feel like it's a little too thick.
Maybe, but I don't know that it's going to cover up unless your plug-ins are side by side, and then it's absolutely going to overlap.
Oh, God, yeah. Side by sides, I feel bad for you. If it's front to back, you might be okay, but side to side, you're going to have major problems. I may have to...
In looking at this, I thought that the edges would be very a bit sharper, but they're actually very dulled edges on this iPad. I actually like it a lot.
There's nothing in there. That's just
like
very thick.
I like the iPad itself.
That is very thick cardboard.
I think they're stickers.
Yeah.
And these speakers seem to be bigger than the 10.5 inch.
I don't know. Speakers. Mine's over there on the desk. If you want to get it.
Sure. Let me, I'll put this down.
Can I hold the precious?
No, I'm holding the precious for right now.
Aww.
So.
Is that the nickname?
Your iPad's the on the
precious.
Desk.
Yes. Kind of in the laptop pile. Check the chair. It may be in the chair. It's over there. It's in its case.
That's not a safe place for it.
Oh, trust me. Where it was much less safe because my bookshelf brackets broke.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I had to move it. It's safer there than it was than it was on the shelf. You see it?
Fair enough.
It's over there. Don't make me call it.
Is it in that stack on the desk with the other computers?
I was looking at that.
Look in the chair. I think that might only be the keyboard and the Braille Note Touch. But
I see that those two in the chair.
Okay, that's all that's in there.
Check the second shelf down on the bookshelf then. Because it's definitely... It's definitely over there, somewhere. Do you see it?
Yep.
What is on my... Oh. Hey, Leslie.
Hey.
You put the cord on top of my Mac. Oh. You were typing buttons.
Sorry. I didn't realize your Mac was... Oh, I see where it is. Okay.
It's right
That's
there.
Not where I thought it was.
Did you find it, Michael? Hey, you found it.
I did.
Take it out. Pop it out of the case if you want. So you can really compare.
Oh, yeah, much smaller. Much smaller. So,
makes me wonder
in comparing
how the speakers sound.
Both iPads together, the new iPad has much bigger speakers, even on the smaller size.
Yeah, because that's my 10.5 inch first gen iPad Pro, which Apple is still selling.
Oh, yeah, feel.
Yeah, definitely. A bit bigger. The grills are slightly bigger.
Check this out, Lisa.
All right. Oh, I see what you mean.
So that's going to put out a lot better sound.
Yeah, it should.
Than the 10.5. I was concerned that they would be about the same, and that's why I almost wanted the 10.9. But now that I'm actually looking at this, I'm kind of glad that I picked this one. And this configuration has a 512 gig drive in it. So now that we've talked your ear off about this thing, it's time to turn it on. The power button is at the top. The lock button's at the top of the screen in portrait.
I I still think this block is really ugly.
It is.
When you turn on the screen, it is a black screen, even on the silver iPad, because the front of the device is black as well. So iPads will no longer have a white Apple logo startup screen. They're all going to have the black.
This block does not need to be this big.
And that screen is bright as the sun.
Wait, so Michael, you're saying is that you're not seeing a white Apple anymore? You're just seeing, like, just black screen?
No, you see a white Apple, but if you have a silver or gold iPad Pro 10.5, you would have a white screen with a black Apple logo.
Mm-hmm.
Really, they're changing the screen.
Interesting.
Based on the color of the iPad itself.
Right.
Or they
That's
used to.
Interesting.
Now it's not. Yeah, turn that sucker up.
Home, slide one finger up from the bottom edge until you hear the second sound and lift your finger. To use the app switcher, slide up farther from the bottom until you hear the third sound and lift your finger.
That's very full
top,
sound.
Slide one finger up from the bottom edge until
right?
you hear the second sound. Then swipe down to reveal the dock. If you move too far to the left or right, the gesture will be canceled. To use control center, slide one finger down from the top edge until you hear the second sound and lift your finger. To use notification center, slide down farther from the top until you hear the third sound and lift your finger.
So I activated that by doing a triple click on the lock button.
Okay, button. More info, button. More info. Button.
You're gonna have to touch. This is still not fixed.
Set
You're going
up.
To have to.
English button.
There you go.
Yeah, you just slide up from the bottom to go home.
Yep.
English.
And it's not intuitive.
Back button. United States.
Oh.
Where?
Oh.
We just lost sound. Oh.
Back
no,
button.
It's
Quick
coming.
Start. Heading. If you have an iPhone or iPad running iOS 11 or later, bring it nearby to sign in automatically. Set up manually. Set up if you have an iPhone or iPad
I would do that.
iOS 11 or later.
Yeah, it's
bring
a lot
it nearby
faster.
To sign
it's so much faster. And
if
everybody's
you want,
seen
you can
the
also
initial
set up this iPad manually.
Screens. I would turn voice. Oh, you can't. You're on Team Talk on there.
Well, it didn't help that whenever I was trying to do that, Mike. So I'm unlocking my phone, and I'm setting up my iPad from my phone.
Back button.
There. And now the rest should be on iPad.
So now I'm doing the visual pairing, which that's done.
It's like pairing your Apple Watch.
Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
So we've got the Wi-Fi network in.
And we had to enter a passcode and a Wi-Fi password. That's all you missed.
But the sound on this is really nice.
It's very full.
It sounds
Back
really
button.
Nice.
It sounds better than my Mac.
Data and privacy. Continue.
Yes, it does.
Continue. Back button. Face ID. iPad can recognize the unique. Three-dimensional features of your face to unlock automatically. Use Apple Pay and make purchases from the iTunes and App Stores. Continue. Button. How to set up Face ID. Heading. Gets first. Position your face in the camera frame. How to set up Get started. Button. Get started. Cancel. Head position correctly. Starting first scan. 12%, 50% complete, 62%, 75%, 88% completed. Head position correctly. Starting first scan. Tilt your head down and to the right. 100% completed. Continue. Buck, continue. Your face is out of view. Reposition, 12% completed. 25%, 38%, 50%, 67%, 88%, 100% completed.
That
Face
easy.
ID is now set up.
Yep. Very easy.
Continue. Button. Alert. Face ID has been set up to verify your identity but not require that you look at iPhone to authenticate.
Oh!
This can be changed. Face ID is now set up.
Did y'all get that bug?
Mm-hmm.
Always been. Wait, what bug?
It said iPhone.
Yeah, it said iPhone.
Oh, dear. Hey, Apple, fix your code.
I thought, why would you look at your iPhone to authenticate your iPad?
It just buzzed right past me because I'm so used to that dialogue.
Wait, play that again.
Play it again.
Face ID has been set up to verify your Face ID is now set up.
Oh, stop that.
Face ID has been set up to verify your identity but not require that you look at iPhone to authenticate.
Ew! Good job, Apple. Good job.
I wonder how many people that made it through.
It passed me by. I wasn't paying attention.
Me too.
I caught it.
Okay. Button. Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
So I've set up a passcode, so now we're setting up apps and data. We're going to set this up as a new iPad.
Move data from set up as new iPad. Set back button.
So we've put in the Apple ID information, and now it's loading up. I kind of wish that the lock button was on the side, though.
Yeah.
Oh, is it on the top?
It's on the top right. Yeah.
Are the volume buttons in the same place?
Yeah. Yeah, they're really, really close to the top, though. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not the gap that there used to be.
Mm. Interesting. You have to reach further.
And there's a huge camera bump on the back.
Yeah,
that's deep.
Yeah.
Is that kind of like the iPhone?
Yes.
I think it's deeper.
Services.
It could be, yeah.
And it's only one camera. It's not the vertical camera like the 10 series. It's just a little round camera lens.
Basically, the way you could say it is the iPad Pros are like the iPhone XR. That's really what they are.
Enable location services. Enable location 8:46 p.m. Status bar item.
This is a fun bug.
Swipe up with
it 8:46
Thursday, January, cellular.
Right.
Back button.
There we go.
Continue. Button.
What dialogue was that?
Button.
Apple Pay.
Continue. Button. Setting up Apple Pay Cash.
This really is a nice iPad, though.
Its sound is gorgeous, even just over Team Talk.
Just why should we play music through it?
Done. Button. Done. Text field. Is editing. 3-digit CVV. Character mode.
So I've set up Apple Pay.
Double click to pay. Web. Double click the top button to confirm payment in apps and on the web.
At least it doesn't say the side button.
Continue.
That would be an epic fail.
Continue. Video. Double tap to toggle controls. Siri.
That would have been
Siri
the
helps
best.
You get things to use Siri. Siri send. Continue. Buck. iPad analytics. Share with Apple.
I assume
share
to use Siri,
button.
It's just the lock button.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be weird using the lock button for Siri on the iPad.
That's so awkward.
App analytics. Share with app developer. Share back button.
You could use HS, but...
Yeah, but with HomePod, you have to turn that stuff off.
Back button.
Yeah.
Go home. With voiceover on, slide one finger up from the bottom edge until you hear the second sound to go home.
Now that's interesting.
With voiceover off, swipe up from the bottom edge at any time to go home.
That's interesting that they put voiceover first now.
Yeah.
Continue. Button. Back button. Quick access to the dock. With voiceover on, slide one finger up from the bottom edge until you
I'm glad it still
sound.
Tells you how
then
to do it with voiceover off, even if voiceover's
voiceover
on.
Voiceover off,
right?
Swipe up from the bottom edge to show the dock. Then continue.
Button. I like that.
Back button. Switch between recent apps. Head with voiceover on. Slide up from the bottom edge farther until you hear the third sound to bring up the app switcher and dock. With voiceover off, swipe up further from the bottom edge, then release. To continue. Button. Back button. Quickly access controls. Heading. With voiceover on, slide one finger down from the top edge until you hear the second sound to show control center. Slide farther until you hear the third sound to show notification center. With voiceover off, swipe down from the top right edge to continue. Button. Welcome to iPad. Swipe up to get started. Face.
And we're.
Allow wallet. FaceTime.
And we're now
double
on the home screen.
To open.
And it feels good to have an iPad again, folks.
FaceTime. Space. FaceTime. Control center. Airplane brightness. 35. 65%. 75%.
And even at 75%,
FaceTime.
It's pretty bright.
Double tap to open.
Is the new iPad Pro have True Tone?
Status bar item.
What, Megan?
Swipe down with.
Does the new iPad Pro have True Tone?
Yes.
Yes.
That's cool.
Thursday Gen Cellular Tichopolis. 91% battery. Tichop Cellular. 4 of 4 bars. Signal strength.
Nice.
91% battery power. Not charging.
It's so weird
status
seeing
bar
that
item.
On an iPad.
Right? Same way.
Bars of signal on an iPad.
Landscape. Portrait.
And it flips
camera.
Very easily. Okay.
Dock. Five.
Speaker
mail.
Test.
Music. Safari. Messages.
So
double
all
tap
that
to
gets
open.
Installed. So.
Music. Library. Button. Looking for your music. Music you add to your library or purchase from the iTunes store will appear here. Dock. Settings. Double tap to open. Position 5. FaceTime.
Settings always goes on my dock on an iPad.
Dock. Settings. Settings. Heading. Display and WhatsApp. Back. Privacy. IT. Wallet and app. Password. Mail. Cont. Cal. Note. Voice. Message. Faced. Maps. Measure. Safari. News. Stocks. Home. Music. Button. Home sharing. Heading. Show Apple Music. On. iCloud Music Library. On. Dock. Music. Music. Library. Button.
So, should we do trampoline?
Sure.
Play trampoline.
Jumping on a trampoline.
Wow.
Jumping in the air. I never land, just float a bit. I'm looking up.
All right, so we're going to play another song. Play Church Bells by Carrie Underwood.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like a back foot daisy out in the shack with a blue tick hound, dog as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man.
Dang.
I think it sounds better than some Mac.
Yeah. Most Mac. Yeah. Most Mac. Take it out. Wow.
Wow. I think that beats the 10.5 inch.
A bit.
That's impressive.
Oh,
Open music. Button. Porch.
Wow.
Music.
Wow.
Library. Button.
Okay. So, now, it's the next test of this device. We're going to cut while I get set up with this, but we're going to download TeamTalk on the iPad, and I am going to connect to TeamTalk and get on the iPad on a USB-C microphone. Well, USB-A microphone connected by USB-C. So we will cut and be right back. Alright, so I am now on my iPad, and you should be able to hear a difference in our sound profile. So, Aaliyah, say something.
Something.
And Leslie.
And Leslie, or something.
That works. So, you could tell that everybody sounds different. I am using a pair of Andrea earbuds that are binaural on an iPad Pro. So, this shows you guys that this has revolutionized the iOS world. It doesn't bring you all the way there to be able to use your all of your devices with the iPad where you could listen to music and record, but we're getting there. I think it's only software now. Now, it's interesting, our talk while we were setting this up. Aaliyah, what, between the iPads, which one feels better in your hand?
I like the older one, honestly. I feel like the curve on the side of the device gives it a thinner feel. I don't like the chunkiness of the newer iPad. I like my old one.
She doesn't like the squaredness.
It's very square.
Leslie, what are your thoughts?
I feel like the curve of the older model makes it, to me, too thin, so that when I'm holding it, I feel like I don't have as good a grip as I do on the new one. Even though it is more square, to me, it's just got a better feel to it.
I kind of am taking Leslie's side on this. I like how this feels. If I'm holding it with both hands, I feel like it might be a little more cumbersome than the 10.5 variant and to hold with one hand. But I like this device. I like how it feels. The other thing to keep in mind if you're using this, if you just tap the screen, it will wake it up like an iPhone 10 line.
That's nice. But I honestly, if you have a 10.5 or 12.9 inch iPad Pro from 2017. Stop turning your head, you're making me spin.
I was gonna say, stop making her spin.
Stop.
I'll refrain from singing.
But if you have one of these models, unless you're Michael Dowies or Allison Hartley, called you, I mean, you don't have one, but
name drop.
I would totally do this. I just don't think it's worth the upgrade if you already have one of the older iPad Pros. Just personally, it's not because I don't think I could function without one, but I don't think that an iPad Pro is a pro device without the ability to charge and listen at the same time. I think that's crap. I don't believe that Apple should have ever done that. Space be darned. I'm sorry, but that's just my curmudgeon thoughts. I think that the headphone jack is essential. They leave them in their Macs. They should leave them in their iPads. And so, now, if you have an iPad that is not a Pro model or the first generation iPad Pros, yes, I would think that this would be a good upgrade for you. And they do still sell the 10.5 inch 2017 iPad Pros. So it's still relevant for iPad. It's okay.
And the 10.5 inch has the headphone jack still.
Yes, it does.
And has really good sound. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
it does.
But it doesn't
really
have Face ID.
Good iPad.
Here's where I find it kind of funny that we got away from the headphone jack so that we could make everything thinner, but the camera's getting thicker.
Yeah.
Right.
So it almost defeats the purpose. I mean, I know when you put a case on this, it's not really going to matter, but it's not going to stick out as far. But I feel like it was really kind of pointless to remove that and then start making other parts of it thicker.
It's a good point.
Well, and when you put the iPad side by side, actually the older iPad Pro is a little thinner.
It is.
And so I'm really just frustrated with the lack of headphone jack in a Pro device. I don't object to it in phones. I don't object to it in, say, the lower level iPads. I very strongly object to it in a device that I pay lots and lots of money for that's called a Pro device.
See, why wouldn't they stick with the same design as the 10.5 inch, but just add the means for Face ID?
Because they also wanted to take the home button out. And so...
Fair enough.
And I believe they changed it to the liquid retina display.
That's true.
And so the form factor needed to change some because you were getting an edge-to-edge
display. That's true, yeah.
And I feel like the new body style could probably accommodate a jack.
It cannot.
Almost.
It cannot.
It cannot?
It cannot.
Is it that thin? I wasn't paying that much attention.
It's not because of how thin it is. It's because the headphone jack would actually press up against the backlight of the screen.
Oh, gotcha.
Because it's so close.
Right.
Okay. So, if you can't give us a headphone jack, give us two USB-C ports.
Well, the nice thing about the USB-C port is you can branch it.
Yes, but I don't want to tangle up in dongles.
Right.
Like, I'm going to have two USB-C, so a USB-C splitter, and then I'm going to have a USB-C to 3.5 millimeter dongle in one of those sides. So I got two dongles right there. Losable parts. And
easily.
I'm sorry. That just diminishes the portability of my iPad.
And I agree with
I have
that.
A
and
very
I think
big problem with it.
Having a second
yeah,
port would be a good idea.
I mean, I'm not even upset. I wouldn't have been upset if it had been a two USB port system. That's okay.
Yeah.
But give me another port.
Now, it's interesting. I think even Google is removing headphone jacks from its tablets, isn't it?
That's what I've heard.
Ugh. Ew.
I'd have to look, but I don't think it's on the Slate or the Pixel. It might be on the Pixel Book.
I think they... Yes, the Pixel Books have them.
I don't know about the Slates.
I'd be upset if the laptop stopped having them. That would bother me.
But I still think it's amazing what this thing can do with better grade headphones like this that use a USB sound card that I'm able to record in binaural without it complaining about power, which leaves it also able to work more effectively with hard drives. So you could plug in a hard drive, you could plug in any USB-C device, including printers.
Yeah. And that's okay. I'm cranky about... You can't call it a Pro device if it only has one port. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, if it had a headphone jack, the Surface Pro has one port.
And a headphone jack.
Right.
AKA two ports.
But I think it's a great iPad. The cellular connection is really good on it. My one complaint about that is there's cellular lines all over this thing. And they feel like scratches on the front and back.
Ugh.
And it just feels a little ugly.
Like the charging block. Ugly.
And it looks like there's two places for SIMs.
I don't think they have dual SIM, do they?
Remember, the Smart Connector 2, for those who have the older iPad Pros, is not on the left side. It is on the bottom.
It's on the bottom.
Edge. Like...
It's on the back.
On the back of the iPad, near the bottom.
Mm-hmm. And there are no Logitech keyboard cases as of yet, guys.
Cry.
Oh, I know what this is. This other part that looks like it's a SIM tray is actually the charging port for the pencil.
Yeah, that is the pencil port.
Ah, yes, that makes sense.
Because the new pencils are not backwards compatible.
Right.
They charge specifically from the iPad Pro.
But again, as we talked about before, this thing is fast. It has as much power as a Xbox. It can do all kinds of graphical things, and it just has a beautiful screen on it. So, do you guys have any questions before we wrap up today?
Nope.
Nope.
I can't wait to put all kinds of apps on here and try it out. All right. Well, with that all being said, this has been an unboxing of the new 2018 iPad Pro. This thing's an amazing device. I can't wait to put apps on it. It's going to be really cool to play with, and I'm sure I'll have some demos coming up pretty soon.
Grumble.
And I'll probably be able to do more interviews with this because I'll be able to use voice memos with binaural to do interviews. That'll be sweet. And so being able to record and doing binaural, which I'm currently doing on this iPad, is really awesome. I love it. Aaliyah and Leslie and Megan brought up good points for and against this thing compared to the older iPad. But I think it's great. We're going to do all kinds of testing with it. And I'm going to actually look for a case for it, believe it or not. I know that amazes people, but eventually I'm going to get the keyboard case from Apple because there's no current ones available for it. So this has been an awesome podcast. Thank you guys so much for being here. Leslie, thank you for being on here. It's your first podcast. So
thanks for having me.
We hope we get you on here more often.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's awesome. And so to start things off, Aaliyah, where can people find you online?
People can find me complaining about the lack of headphone jacks on Pro devices. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's Aaleeha, at iaccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at blindcowgirl199.
All right, and Megan, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Megan, that is MEAGHAN, at iAccessibility.net.
All right, and Leslie, care to give any contact info?
Sure. You can email me at LadyLessa@gmail.com. It's LadyLessa. And you can find me on Twitter at Lady_Lessa. And Facebook as well.
All right. So to find me, you can find me producing content on an iPad Pro. You know, that actually might be kind of fun to do YouTube content on this thing, like recording in binaural and doing YouTube content. That'd be fun.
That'd be weird.
Cool.
So I might have to try that. And I also, going back to talking about this device for a second, I wonder if it will do the stereo video recording that the iPhone X line will do. So that'll be something to check out as well. But you can find me producing
binaural anyway. So,
well, yes, it's true.
I
but
wonder
I meant
if
from
you
the
could
actual
record in binaural with video.
You should be able to.
That'll be a test. I will find out later. So you could find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at MikeDoise. That's MikeDoise at iAccessibility.net. I'm Mike Doise on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. Just search for Michael Doise. and I'm all over the web, just do a Google search. You could find iAccessibility in the new year at iAccessibility.net. We are iAccessibility1 on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for iAccessibility. We have an IACast app for Android and our official iAccessibility app for iOS, which will work on these new shiny iPads. You can listen to all of our outtakes before I publish our end-of-year show, which will be coming up pretty soon, at patreon.com/iAcast. And we are all over the web. Just do searches for pretty much anywhere you could think. So if I didn't see it, our Patreon is patreon.com/iacast. So head over there and to all of our places online. Again, I want to say thank you all for being on this show. It's been a great show. And we will be back soon for our regular iacast episodes this year that we haven't done one in a while. So it'll be nice to be back on track. So, with that, thank you guys, and we'll see you next time.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye. Copyright 2018, iAccessibility, LLC.